Everybody, how's it going? Wayne Yolery here with an audio boo for you. And I'm going to read from the 10 distinctions between winners and whiners, just a little portion here on page 36. It says, winners energize people. The excitement about who they are becoming and what they are doing in life makes their enthusiasm a tangible force. It feels good just to be in their presence. Whiners, on the other hand, can be emotional vampires, draining the energy from everyone around them. Have you ever noticed that winners attract other winners, while whiners cluster with whiners? Birds of a feather do indeed flock together. If you've made the decision to change from a whiner to a winner, it's essential to surround yourself with winners as much as possible. A warning though, winners will not spend much time with those who continue to complain. To find and keep the company of winners, you will need to eliminate whining from your life. If God had made 11 commandments, the 11th might have been, thou shalt not whine. I have a plaque in my home bearing that inscription, and it acts as a constant reminder that although we are all human and we live in a world that can be more pessimistic than optimistic, we must be vigilant in choosing the words we speak. Whiners brighten a room by leaving, because they take their complaining with them. Have you noticed that whiners will actually get into a competition to see whose life is worse? No wonder winners refuse to spend time with whiners. So there you go. I like what he said. If God had made an 11th commandment, the 11th might have been, thou shalt not whine. Hope this was encouraging to you. Are you a winner? Are you a whiner? It's okay if you're a whiner. There's still room for change. Make that change today. And for all my winners out there, let's do this. Bye.